Hi, my name's Kyle. I come from the northeast part of the United States, and my background is in internet consulting, internet marketing, and mini storage warehousing. My wife and I were down in Costa Rica for about 4 months, about 5 years ago. And at that point in our lives, we became interested in the expat lifestyle because we met quite a few expats that seemed to be living a very carefree life. We were always trying to figure out a way to become expats ourselves. So we came back to the States, and over the past 5 years, the time was not right for us. Finally, everything aligned, and we had a chance to go back to Central or South America. At which point, last February, we discovered the expat files. We were planning on going back to Costa Rica because we did like Costa Rica, but after listening to Johnny's podcast, we became aware of the downfalls of going to countries such as Costa Rica or Panama. Guatemala, Nicaragua, Colombia, and Ecuador are the top four countries that are on our list. So we're using Guatemala as our break-in country to learn Spanish and just to get a feel for the whole Latin America lifestyle in general. We decided on Latin America because of its proximity. I still have family in the United States, which I do, of course, want to come back and visit, and I want to make it an easily accessible place for them to come visit me if they want to. I only knew about 10 words of Spanish before actually coming here. 156 words at this point, as the little computer program that I'm actually learning Spanish from is telling me that I am now proficient with. That certainly is enough to get by when it comes to ordering food and finding the bathroom and finding directions and giving my address out to delivery drivers for our new home. There's a lot of reasons why I wanted to reside in another country. All the regulations in the United States make it basically impossible to start a new business or actually pretty much do anything anymore in the United States. So I'm very lucky because my wife and I both agreed that this was a good move to make. I understand a lot of other couples aren't so lucky because one wants to stay and one wants to go. My parents, of course, instantly assume that this is just a completely crime-ridden country and you're going to be shot the first day you're here because if you look up on the internet, of course, the only thing you see is negative information coming up at the top of the search engines. A few friends told us that we were nuts for doing this, but now they are the exact same friends that are interested in coming to visit because we're having such a great time here. And once we show them our actual budget, what we're spending here compared to what we were spending in our last home in the United States, it's an obvious smart decision to cut your budget back a fifth of what it was. I have checked out some of the other seminars. It seems like most of these seminars are all run by real estate gurus or in some way want to pull you into selling you something. We did go to a seminar in Costa Rica originally, but at the end of the seminar, it was basically more of a push to sell us a piece of property. It really felt like kind of a rush seminar. He rushed us through a lot of things. It was not very comfortable. Everything I've experienced so far has been exactly right on point with how Johnny Mueller has explained it. I've already feel like I've been here a lot longer because of the information I learned at the seminar. It makes me more comfortable understanding how Latin Americans think and how they act. And without that kind of information, I'd be kind of confused. Already I have a lot of ideas and possible business ideas that could easily work. Of course, the cost of a business here is what, just a sixth of what it is in the United States to get started. So, another great reason for heading to a third world country. There were so much great things about the seminar, it's really hard to break it down to any exact couple things. The amount of information coming at me from the seminar was overwhelming to some degree. At the same time, everything that I did remember to pick up, certainly has paid off so far. I mean, the financial tips alone have made the cost of the seminar not even matter. It was great to meet so many like-minded people. Part of the reason that I actually went to the seminar is I knew that I would be meeting other people that had the same point of view when it came to possibly exiting the United States on a full-time basis. Well, the seminar gave the good and the bad about third world living. We had an attorney that gave us details about starting businesses and how you can be protected from being sued compared to the United States where you get sued for looking the wrong way. We also had an IT person come in and give us a rundown on what kind of IT operations are actually happening at a price that's just a fraction of what you could get done in the United States. I had some experience in the United States with internet development and websites and IT type businesses. And when I compare the type of work coming out of this country, there really appears to be no difference in the quality level, but the cost is just a fraction. So it makes complete sense to utilize this type of market. Some other people that came to the seminar have indicated that they also are going to be coming back on a partial time basis. Few are, I just heard, are coming down full time also. So we have an ongoing relationship with new friends and new business partners for possible future deals. Oh, I would surely recommend this seminar to a friend, associate, or a relative. I would definitely recommend this seminar. I'm currently attempting to get my own brother to come to the next seminar.